This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A 42-year-old man was sentenced to 8.5 years in prison for possessing a firearm as a felon. Jason L. Coleman was arrested last April after police responded to a domestic violence incident. A search warrant revealed 3 handguns in Coleman's Marshfield home. His DNA was present on all 3. When arrested, Coleman was on state probation for a felony battery offense. At the sentencing, the judge highlighted this firearm incident as the latest in a long line of violence. Coleman's criminal history included multiple assault and battery convictions, particularly against women. Jason L. Coleman was sentenced on Wednesday to 102 months in federal prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. More cattle shortages are affecting beef prices at local meat markets. Brittany Merlot has more.
Geis Meat Market in Merrill has been dealing with a backlog of orders. Owner Andy Geis says customers would normally bring in 10 to 15 beef for harvest. Now they're only bringing in 7 or 8. So if you're looking to order a side of beef directly from them, you're going to have to wait until mid-January. And if you were hoping for the price of meat to start going down sometime soon, don't hold your breath. Geis says he suspects prices will keep rising with the wait because it takes a long time to replenish herds. A recent report from the Farm Bureau shows beef rates have hit a record high of over $8.15 per pound. It's impacting producers and consumers.
The Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge 693 is hosting a Nightmare Before Christmas party to benefit those in need at Christmas time. A giving tree will be set up at the lodge with tags for suggested gifts. There will be games and food, and costumes are encouraged. However, this is a family-friendly event. Bring the kids for another use of the costumes and fun. That's Saturday, November 2nd from 5 to 7. Wisconsin is receiving a lot of attention from political candidates as we race to the finish line of the November 5th election. Here's Lisa Hale in Green Bay.
The Resch Center in Green Bay stood at about 80% capacity as supporters of former President Donald J. Trump rallied. Trump spent nearly an hour and a half hurling insults at his opponent, Kamala Harris. He blamed her for what he called the immigrant occupation of the United States.
The day I take the oath of office, the migrant invasion ends and the restoration of our country begins. November 5th, 2024 will be Liberation Day in America.
Trump said he would institute the death penalty for any immigrant in our country who kills an American citizen.
Down in Madison, another candidate made their case to Wisconsinites. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Last night, Kamala Harris was in Madison holding a rally at the Alliant Energy Center. She brought some star power with her. The event included performances from Gracie Abrams, Mumford & Sons, and members of The National. She took the opportunity to speak directly to Gen Z.
You, who have only known the climate crisis, are leading the charge to protect our planet and our future. You, who grew up with active shooter drills, are fighting to keep our schools safe. You who now know fewer rights than your mothers and grandmothers, are standing up for freedom.
The latest Marquette poll has Donald Trump and Kamala Harris in a dead heat here in the Badger State. Our new royalty has been named in Wisconsin Rapids. The newest Miss Wisconsin Rapids 2025 is Olivia Hoyer, and Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen 2025 is Bianca Bowden. Olivia Hoyer and Bianca Bowden will receive the crowns from Miss Wisconsin Rapids 2024 Allie Waite and Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen Addison Morin. The event took place at the Performing Arts Center on October 26th. You can get a ride to the polls in Stevens Point for free. Central Transportation will provide free bus rides to all City of Stevens Point polling locations on its regular routes and schedules on Tuesday, November 5th. Polls open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m.
If you still haven't registered, you can register same day at the polls. Visit civicmedia.us/vote for links to voting information. Veterans Day is coming up soon on November 11th. While this day honors the sacrifices military members have made for our country, it also serves as a reminder of the ongoing struggles that current service members are facing. In Wisconsin, over 37% of service members find it difficult to cover expenses. According to recent Household Pulse survey data, members of the armed services are experiencing financial strain at higher rates than the general U.S. population. Over 40% of service members report difficulty covering their usual household expenses, compared to 36.6% of all U.S. adults. While over 71% of the general population stress about recent price increases, nearly 80% of military personnel share similar feelings. A key issue service members frequently raise is that their basic allowance for housing has not kept pace with the rapidly rising cost of housing. It's almost time to turn back the clocks for daylight savings time. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains how your kids, pets, and health may struggle with the change.
On Sunday, we get an extra hour of sleep when the clocks fall back an hour at 2 a.m., resulting in earlier sunrises and earlier sunsets. People with seasonal affective disorder suffer with the shorter days and less sunlight of fall and winter. While this change gives us an extra hour of sleep, the time difference can still cause confusion and disruptions to the schedules for kids and pets. The Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine says the shift in time change has been associated with increased heart attacks, strokes, abnormal heart rhythms, sleep disruption, mood disturbances, and even suicide. Experts recommend to begin to alter your bedtime now, gradually, to accommodate for the change. People tend to feel more tired with the less light. A common chemical that regulates that is called serotonin, and that comes from the sun. So it's important to increase your exposure to sunlight during the day, especially in the morning. Be sure to get plenty of rest, get exercise, be active, and make sure to eat a well-balanced diet full of fruits and veggies to regulate your mood cycle. And you can also consider a light therapy lamp. They're designed to simulate natural sunlight and help you. Experts say it's also okay to take naps if you feel fatigued, but limit the nap to 30 minutes and take it before 3 p.m. And standard time will last until March 9th, when we will again spring forward with the return of daylight saving time. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's Halloween, and many areas are holding their trick-or-treating hours today. Wisconsin Rapids, Grand Rapids, Buren, Nakusa, and Port Edwards will be from 5 to 7 p.m. Vesper and the village and township of Rudolph is from 4:30 to 6:30, and Pittsville will hold their trick-or-treating from 4 to 8. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Badgers with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In college hoops, the Wisconsin men's team with a 78-62 win over UW River Falls last night at the Kohl Center. Guard John Tanjay led the Badgers with 15 points, 2 assists, and was asked if these preseason games are helpful.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's something we all kind of expected going into this game, first game of the year. Coaches need a look from everyone. You know, we want to see what guys can do and where we can fit in as a team for down the line. And now we got some film, and we can learn with a win.
NBA, the Bucks on the road tonight in Memphis. They play the Grizzlies. Milwaukee looking to snap a 3-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers shorthanded at practice as they get ready to play the Lions on Sunday. 7 players, including Jordan Love, unable to go. Running back Josh Jacobs, dealing with a twisted ankle, asked if that's a lot for week 9 of the season.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, that's just the nature of this business, man. You know, you get later in the season, you have a lot more guys, you know, take a day or two just to get their body right to be able to come out and you know, play at the highest level come game day. So that's just this nature of this business.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking to alleviate your pre-election day jitters, there are some good films opening this weekend. The most anticipated release is the film Here, and it is brought to you by the team that made Forrest Gump, including Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and director Robert Zemeckis. The film basically takes place in a living room while showing the passage of time throughout the story. Is the concept interesting? Yes. Does it sound overly sentimental and like it will tug at your heartstrings? Yes. Will most people probably like it, even though it is not reviewing well? We'll see, but probably yes. Harris. Most people don't get too excited about the re-release of a film that came out 11 months ago, but that's not stopping the studio behind Godzilla Minus One, which you can catch this weekend at AMC Theaters as part of a 70th anniversary of Godzilla celebration. Liam Neeson said recently he is moving on from the action genre. This week, Absolution will showcase Neeson's badassery. Let's go to the movies. Most people who cause a nuclear meltdown while working at a nuclear power plant would likely lose their job, not Homer Simpson. In last Sunday night's episode, it was revealed that despite his gross incompetence, Homer was never fired because his father Abe was a PI. The episode revealed that Abe's partner was taken out by Mr. Burns, who assured Abe that his son Homer would always have a job if Abe didn't snitch. I guess I should have spoiler alerted that. If you haven't watched The Simpsons, you've got 36 seasons to catch up on. The show airs Sunday nights on Fox. Bruce Springsteen is on record as refuting the Forbes info that says he is worth over $1 billion. The boss says he is not a billionaire, and it's because he spent money on superfluous things throughout his life and does not penny pinch. He also says he is a good boss and pays his chums in the E Street Band handsomely. Springsteen says it was never about the money, but always about making great music. He's done well on both fronts. One of these days, maybe he'll have Taylor Swift money. Star of many hit movies, Terry Garr, has passed away at the age of 79. Garr starred in films like Tootsie, Young Frankenstein, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, After Hours, and Mr. Mom. Most recently, she played Phoebe Buffay's mother on Friends. Garr was a staple on the late-night talk show circuit and has always made the hosts laugh. The Oscar-nominated actress passed away after a long battle with multiple sclerosis. She was diagnosed with the disease in 2002. Speaking of Friends, Lisa Kudrow, the actress who played Phoebe Buffay on the hit sitcom, spoke of Garr's influence and abilities, saying Terry Garr was a comedic genius and was a huge influence on Kudrow, adding that she was grateful for the opportunity to work with Garr. In addition to all her acting credits and awards, Terry Garr also starred in 6 movies with Elvis Presley, including Viva Las Vegas. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be windy with scattered rain today. Falling temperatures, too. We're going to drop into the upper 30s by late this afternoon. The wind and rain should end just in time for our little ghosts and goblins, but it's going to be chilly. Trick-or-treat temperatures in the mid to upper 30s. By tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.